The NBA is a very big business and a very small world. On the eve of the Cavs' third consecutive trip to the NBA Finals, our sports commentator Terry Pluto talks about Mike Brown, the assistant coach for Golden State, who's filling in for ailing head coach Steve Kerr, and whose basketball career has included not one, but two stints in Cleveland. Terry, it seems like everyone expected a rematch between the Cavs and the Warriors. So everything's turned out as expected, right?
That they would meet up in the finals for a third time, yes. But Mike Brown would be coaching Golden State? No. Although at that point, I was aware, because I know Mike Brown a little bit, and that Steve Kerr, who was the head coach of Golden State, wanted to bring him as a top assistant. But it was not with the idea that Mike Brown would actually have to coach in the finals, be the head coach.
What's his history with the Cavs?
Mike Brown was hired by the Cavaliers in 2005. At that point, he was only 35 years old to be the head coach. But the reason that happened was because Danny Ferry, who played with the Cavaliers, and Steve Kerr, who played with the Cavaliers, became very close friends. They both, after their Cavs careers, ended up playing together in San Antonio, where there was a young assistant named Mike Brown. And Mike Brown's job at that point was to work with the bench players. Well, in 2005, Dan Gilbert had bought the Cavaliers, and Danny Ferry was a guy that he had his eye on as general manager. He was considered kind of the hot young general managerial candidate. And Danny gave him a couple of names of coaches, and Mike Brown was near the top of that list. Gilbert said he wanted somebody new, somebody fresh. So they bring
somebody with no experience as a head coach.
Yes. Gilbert said something interesting to me once, because I remember it's after the press conference, we're just standing around, and I said, this guy has no head coaching experience. He said, basically, well, experience is neutral. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, experience doing what? Experience being mediocre?
So he arrived in Cleveland for the first time.
Brown and Ferry came together in 2005, and they had one mission. They had to make the playoffs, because LeBron James was approaching his first contract extension. And his first 2 years with the Cavs, LeBron's team did not make the playoffs. He was getting frustrated. So they had to make a bunch of moves, brought in some veteran players, win now. And not only did they make the playoffs in 2005, they won a first round, went to the second round of the playoffs. The following year, Cavs surprised the entire NBA, made it all the way to the NBA Finals. And meanwhile, Dan Gilbert's expectations were you got to win a title. But after 2010, basically, they all got fired, and LeBron left. Other than that, it was a really good
it's
summer
a great year.
For a Cavs fan. So a few years later, the same guy who said, you know, experience is neutral and I kind of want to hire somebody new, is looking for a new coach. There's a general manager named Chris Grant, who, by the way, went to college with Mike Brown.
It is a small world.
Yeah. He tells Dan Gilbert, why don't we bring Mike Brown back? So, all right, here we go. Mike Brown, 2005 head coach, 2010 fired. Then spends 1 year and four games with the Lakers as a head coach. He's fired. Now, 2013, they bring Mike Brown back, but that year they missed the playoffs. Chris Grant, the general manager, gets fired. Mike Brown gets fired.
Though he goes away with some money, right?
No, not just some money. A lot of money. I figured it out. Mike Brown's been paid over $20 million between the Cavaliers and Lakers not to coach. Whenever he gets fired, he takes a year or two off. One of the years, his son was playing freshman football at St. Edward's, so he was like the assistant coach and manager and all that on the freshman football team.
What did Mike Brown show you when he was head coach?
Having coached LeBron James, you're always in the swirl there. Basically, if you coach LeBron James, if you win, what's the reason you win?
LeBron James.
And if you lose?
You shouldn't lose. You have LeBron James.
So whose fault is it?
It's all the coach.
They got it. So he did that for 5 years. Then he actually went to the Lakers and he had Kobe Bryant. And that's a big media thing too. So the fact that he's in the middle of this media stuff doesn't faze him. His weaknesses as a coach are some of his strengths, which is preparation and everything else. But he's not particularly creative once the game starts. But the main thing is Mike Brown sitting there with a wildly talented team. And you have an idea, too. He probably would really like to beat the Cavaliers. I mean, he's been fired by them twice.
Why not? That's Terry Pluto, WKSU sport commentator, who joins us every Wednesday morning during Morning Edition. You can hear reflections on Frank Robinson, who Pluto got to know as a young sports writer in Baltimore, at WKSU.org.